It's not every day you find a young man who hails from the nation of Ivory Coast attending a farm conference in western Oklahoma. What's he doing there, and why is it so important to his nation? The answer on this edition of The American Countryside. Antoine Oumoua describes his country, the Ivory Coast, as a young and developing nation in West Africa. Citizens have seen turmoil as democratic leaders attempt to fill the positions to which they were elected. For the past 3 years, Antoine has watched from afar.
The government is working to organize, trying to organize the farmers and make them produce a lot of yield to make the country be self-sufficient. So we're now in the process of training people, educating people. That's why I'm here in the United States getting my education.
He's been studying agriculture at Oklahoma's Cameron University for the past 3 years.
We produce more cocoa, and we are the first producer of cocoa in the world. The farmers are focused on cocoa. So now the government is trying to emphasizing on diversify agricultural products and agricultural commodities because we were producing things that we usually export.
Antoine will soon take his education back home to Ivory Coast, hopefully making a long-lasting impact on agriculture there.
First, I will start with swine because that's what I like. Sheep, a little bit of everything, livestock, and also train people in ag, get them involved in agriculture because we still need people to produce food for the population and make everybody be healthy.
He says he's been very appreciative of many young farmers in Oklahoma who have guided him and taken him to farm organization meetings, providing him more ideas to take back home to Ivory Coast. Traveling the countryside in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.